We'll say good afternoon. We continue today in Semin Nun Gimel. So we left off again towards the end of Sif Dalid, where the Shulchan Aruch begins to discuss the qualifications for a suitable Shliach Tzibor. So remember again, the Shulchan Aruch wrote that the Shliach Tzibor has to be Hagon, has to be someone ultimately who's appropriate, someone who doesn't have Averos, or if he's done Averos, has done Tshuva for those Averos. V'shalo Yatza on page 162. Someone ultimately who did not have a negative name or reputation, even in his youth. He should be someone who's humble, someone who is desired by the congregation, by the nation. Someone who's agreeable to the people. He uses good tunes, his voice is pleasant. Someone who is ragil, someone who habitually learns Tanakh, writes the Mishnah, Rabbi Alduso Tezayin. I feel this parlan or Shaasa as Chuva Azayin. I feel Hochi in Limnoso Lachatil Shliach Tzibor. So remember, the Mishnah Buddha says that if somebody did not have a proper youth, they did not use their youth perhaps again in the most spiritual of ways, even if a person subsequently did tshuva. So the Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, it's better not to have such an individual as the Shliach Tzibor. He says, Shliach, again, obviously, this goes without saying that if the person did tshuva and he's the best person for the job, then the mice, again, he certainly should be used. But all things being equal, if you have a choice between two people who, let's say, same voice, same nigunim, same other criteria are the same, but one was righteous even in his youth and one was not, it would appear that one would go ahead and choose the one who was righteous in their youth. He says, Shliach Tzibor shekvar ha'eviru va'amal kach kyom mishon ma'askom ha'sakal v'rotza ach shav limnoso havik tchilas kabbalah va'afilu miyot yecholim limchos. So if she had a Shliach Tzibor, ultimately, again, who was a Shliach Tzibor, then he was removed for a variety of different reasons. And then ultimately, again, they want to reappoint him. Let's say he did tshuva. So again, it's considered to be a new appointment. And therefore, the minority could object to his reappointment. Im ha-mochim heima manhigim, ha-vikilu mochim kol ha-kal, im lo b'makom sheish borim v'yesh takan shol l'shanos g'zei rasam. As in Mo Machas HaParnasim. So remember again, if those who are objecting are among the leaders of the Kehila, if the leaders object, it is if the whole Kehila objects. Unless, of course, again, it's not a situation where there is no inherent takar, meaning if a Kehila is set up in such a way that the leaders do not have the final say, then Lamaisi, even if the leaders do not like the Shliach Tzibor, it would have to go after the majority of the Kehila. La'am, Yod Zayin, Kasa B'shuas Mara Mintz, Yizara Chazin Yeshrivu Kitata Ben Shnei Balibatim, She B'Shei Val Tasa, Hein B'Dibor, Hein B'Maisa, Hein B'Gadah, Hein B'Seser. The Chol Shekinim Yesh Isik Riv Im Adam Acher, She'ino Me'a Iram Balibatim,
the Shliach Tzibor must be very careful, says the Maharam Mintz, to not get involved in any machlokes in the community, since he must represent for the Tfilas the entire community. If there's machlokes that breaks out, even if it's with his family members and other members of the Kehila, the Shliach Tzibor should try to stay out of it. If the Shliach Tzibor does have an argument with one of the members of the Kal, he must bring it to the Rav, or he must bring it to the Kal, to the Tzibor, in order that they should make amends and a resolution. But if the Shliach Tzibor is willing to resolve any conflict, but the other party is not, then the Shliach Tzibor did everything that is within his power, and again, he's no longer held responsible for what occurs. Very important to say. So Shliach Tzibor has to be merutzo. He has to be someone who is beloved and wanted by the Kehila. And therefore, again, should there be machlokis, he must actively try to rectify it. He goes on, V'ragil l'kros yurchas, k'dei shiyu apsukim ha-mu'uravim b'sochat tfilas adurim b'fiv. So the Shulchan Aruch said that the Shliach Tzibor must be someone who is familiar with Tanakh, in order that the psukim within the tfilos be something that he is able to articulate and able to say with general ease. The idea also is that if he doesn't regularly learn Tanakh, then ultimately he's someone, again, based on the pasuk of Yermese Ozdom Mishmo, someone who removes his ear from listening, then his tefillah is also an abomination. Meaning, if the Shliach Tzibor doesn't learn Torah, then how could he properly go ahead and represent the needs of the Kahal before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kasapri Megodim, Sim Tov Kof Pei Aleph, Sim Aleph, Isa B'Divrash Hashanah, V'Yom Kippurim, Be'inon, Shein Nosui Ben Shloshim. Umashra b'shaymos hashana afila ino nasui mikol makom nirli nasui kodem lebachar v'afila nismali zakano. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, quotes the Prima Gadim that says on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so there's a special din that the Shliach Tzibur should be married and he should be at least 30 years old. We want him to be mature, and we want him ultimately again to have the feel the responsibility of family upon his shoulders. The mashmos, the inference of this is that for the rest of the year, he doesn't have to be married, and he need not be over 30 years old. But the Mishnah Berurah says still, in general, it's better if you have a choice between someone who's married and someone who's not married, it's always better to have a shliach tzibur who is married. Again, on the most basic level, because a person who's married understands the responsibility on his shoulders, understands what it means to worry for others, and therefore, again, he is a preferable shliach tzibur. Halocha hey, im ein motzin, let's say you're not able to find the Shliach Tzibor who satisfies all of these criteria that we've laid out, so you should find the person in the Tzibor who is greatest in Chachma, wisdom, and good deeds. Hago, v'im haya kan ama oretz zakin v'kol enoim, v'am chafetzbo, if you have an ama oretz who is ultimately, again, a Zaki, and he's old, but his voice is very beautiful, but he's an Amaretz, he's totally ignorant, but the people like him, the people want him, or a 13-year-old boy, who understands the Tzilos, but his voice is not so pleasant, Hakatam who called them. Ultimately, again, the Katam, the child, the young man, the 13-year-old boy, is Kodem, has precedence to become the Shliach Tzibur. An amazing insight that even though, again, because the Zakin is a Ama Aretz and he doesn't know what he's saying, the 13-year-old boy ultimately takes precedence. Misha Avra Avera B'Shogig, Kigon Shaharaga Nefesh B'Shkaga B'Chazir B'Shuva. Somebody violated an Avera accidentally, like Chasar Shalmi accidentally killed someone, and he did Shuva. Mutra Lio Shliach Tzibur. He is permitted to be a Shliach Tzibur. Avalim Asav Amezid Lo. But if he didn't intentionally, if he committed the Aver intentionally, he's not permitted to be the Shliach Tzibur. To Mikom Mokom Yotza Alav Shem Ra Kodim HaTshuva. Because again, he had a Shem Ra, a negative reputation before he did Tshuva. And therefore, again, it's not appropriate for him to be the Chazan, to be the Baal Tefillah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, who Kodim? Afilu Liyo Shliach Tzibur Kavua. So remember again, so the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Shulchan Paskins, that if you have the Ramah Paskins, that if you have a choice between a 13-year-old boy who understands the words that he's saying versus a Zokin, an older person who has a beautiful voice, but he doesn't know what he's saying, the 13-year-old boy has precedence for being the Shliach Tzibur. Mutra Lihios Chof, this is if somebody committed an Avera, even killing someone, Chas Shalom, accidentally, but they did Shuvah, they're permitted to be the Shliach Tzibur. It says, Delo Mikri, Halacha, this is Halach Sif, So the only time we say that a person should not serve the Shliach Tzibur is when he committed the Avera intentionally. But if someone committed the Avera unintentionally, accidentally, especially if he did Tshuva for it, he's permitted to serve as the Shliach Tzibur. Also, b'meizid chaf aleph, lav dafka harag, du adin shar averos kedol el b'siftal, debo inish lo yotzal shem rafil ni yaduso v'chen kasabo b'chobo perish. So the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, even though we're using the example of someone who killed someone, that's not the only example. The idea that the halacha is saying is that if the Shliach Tzibur intentionally violated an Avera, even if Lamaisa now he did Tshuva, it is still better for him not to be the Shliach Tzibur. To mi kamakom yatsa. Because remember the Shulchan Aruch said that for such a person, a Shem Ra, a negative reputation has devolved upon him. Ayn b'magin Avram shevi b'shem harbe poskim. Dafilu b'mezid. Kol sheshav shari lihio Shliach Tzibur. Kavua. So Mishnah Berurah quotes other opinions that say that it's only for a Tanis Sibra public fast day that we don't want someone who committed an Avera, even though he subsequently did Tshuva. But for other days other than a public fast day, even if we know someone committed an Avera intentionally, as long as they did Tshuva, ultimately they could serve as Shliach Tzibur. V'chein kasev al yorab, diyom noram al kopanim yesh lahachmir ladun kindin tanios, de be'emes afilu b'shaymos ashan yesh bazari deos bin aposkim, ayem b'knes agdol b'er hagro. But certainly, the Yor Rabbah writes, "Afiyam Nora for Shani Yom Kippur." One should certainly not use a Shliach Tzibur who sinned intentionally, even if this individual subsequently did tshuva. Because since there are opinions that really such a Shliach Tzibur should not be used all year around, even if we're making all year around, we should be machmir, we should be stringent on the quality, the spiritual quality of the Shliach Tzibur,
on Yamim Noroim. He goes on, he says, V'chol zeh haynu sholem nosa lechatchila. So all of this has to do if we ask this person daven l'chatchila, but let's say circumstances are such that this person is already davening for the amud, so you do not need to have to, you do not have to remove them from the amud, as long as you know for sure that the person did tshuva. As long as the person did tshuva, if they're already up there, they can continue to daven. But perhaps, again, if you're selecting a shliach tzibur, in an ideal sense, you would not use someone who it is known sinned intentionally, even if the person subsequently did tshuva. He goes on, he says, shliach tzibur shehotzi pamim rabos trefos mitachas yado, misalkin oso mishatz. If you have a shliach tzibur, ultimately, again, who was found with him trefos, non-kosher animals repeatedly, we do not let him be a shliach tzibur. Deshuv adaininon le kemezid. Because such a person ultimately is considered to be a mezid, intentional sinner. Vayim primagavdin, the mistapik tafilo bepam ach echad yadinu kemezid. The primagavdin says, even if you find the kosher food with him once, he's considered to be like amazing and shouldn't daven for the Amid. Umikomakum, imshav b'tshuva, in masalkin osa mishatz, afilum hotzi pamim rabos. But again, if he did tshuva, then lemaisa, again, if he was davening for the Amid, we would not remove him, even if it turns out that he transgressed multiple times. So what it turns out is the following, that it would appear lechatchila, according to many, if the shliach tzibur sinned intentionally, even if he did tshuva, you would not appoint him as the shliach tzibur, as the chazin. However, again, it appears that throughout the rest of the year we are mekel, on public fast days and yamim noraim, we would not be mekel, and we would say that such a person, even if he did tshuva, should not daven for the amid. However, if such a person is already davening for the amid, then as long as we know that they did sincere tshuva, then we would not go ahead and remove them from the avid once they have already had that position. I will say we will stop over here for today. We will, Amir Tashem, pick up with Sif Vav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.